We're beginning the other sort of dimension of the teaching at Lent. Becoming more frequent anyway. Teaching us what the Christian life is all about. Rule of St. Benedict says, you know, if we can't live like Christians a whole year long, at least let's do it during Lent. And so this is this teaching. The heart of it, in a way, you see, is understanding God's love for us. And I want to talk a bit about that from the prophet Hosea, which we have today. As I was reading this, my mind went back. Don't remember now when, 1959, 1960, something like that. I was just beginning to teach. And I was teaching the Old Testament. I was started to teach Hosea. And there is an opinion among some. This is all, this isn't a personal experience of Hosea, the early part of the, when he's talking about losing his wife Gomer and being, you know, suffering from that so much and all the rest. That's sort of it's a literary device, you know. And that troubled me. I said, I don't really know that that's true, you know. Then a fellow called up the monastery. Father Anthony took the call. And he said, I'm on my way over. My wife has left me. And I'm on my way over to kill her and kill myself. Anthony said, why don't you come over here first? And which the guy must have, he wouldn't have been calling, right? He would have just gone. Well, he came with the most remarkable thing. That man had been gifted with such a love for his wife that her leaving him had made every nerve in his body and soul raw. He was suffering so much. Killing meant just trying to end the pain, I think. And so I saw that and I said, no, that Hosea, that's for real. Hosea married a woman, Gomer, nice woman, I guess, nice, dumb. I met this guy's wife later and I said, a nice girl, but she's dumb. She has no idea of how, the way this guy loves her, none. And I said, but that's us. Here's God, you know, loving. And we're so dumb. We're like this guy's wife or like Gomer or like, we don't get it. And so that's what I want to talk about. You see, the grace of trying to grasp, of being inundated with the fire of God's love for us. It changes us. So you know the story. He finally went and got her, brought her back. The price he paid for her intimation, she may have become a temple prostitute, but it didn't have to be. She was or just off with some other guy. But when I saw the two of them together, I said, that's us. You know, she's got no idea. She's glad to be back with them and all the rest, but no idea of that love which caused such pain in this guy. He wanted to kill himself. Couldn't stand the pain. That's what Hosea went through. And that's how he knew the way God loved. And so the whole first part of the book is about that, you know, in naming the children and so forth. Later on in the book, and here's an example here, we have chapter 14, which is the last chapter, in which, there, you know, it's just, God, I'll heal their defection, I'll love them. My wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew for Israel. Only the Holy Spirit can give us any idea of the fire, the love that God has for us. We're too dumb, we're too stupid, we're too self-centered. You know, we don't get it. But you see, we got to get it if we're going to be holy. Now, between those spousal images, based on his experience, and this chapter, there's another chapter, chapter 11, where you hear the Father's love. And it goes like this. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. I call to them, and they only walk away. To the Baals, they sacrifice. To idols, they burn their incense. Now remember, this is a soliloquy, huh? This is God thinking about this. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took him up in my arms, and they did not know that I cared for them. With human ties, I tugged at them with cords of love. I was to them like one raising a suckling child up close to his cheek. I stooped to them and fed them. Now to Egypt he will return, and Assur will be his king. Because they refuse to return to me, the sword will whirl through their cities and destroy their fields and consume their plots completely. My people aim back from returning. To God the Exalted they call out together, but he will not raise them up. How could I give you up, O Ephraim? Let go of you, O Israel. God's conflicted by his love, by justice, by anything. This is what he should do. But he's conflicted. How could I give you up, O Ephraim? Let go of you, O Israel. Can I give you up like Adamah or treat you like Zeboim? My own heart turns against me. Within me, my pity is aflame. I will not unleash my anger. I will not return to ruin Ephraim. For I am God, not man. In the midst of you, the Holy One, I do not come to destroy. If I were like you, I'd blot you all off the globe. But I'm God. And you have no idea how I love. No idea. And we have the symbols of it, cross right in the back of the altar here. No idea. Well, there's no sense getting guilty about it. We're just stupid. But we could learn. If our heart ever got filled with this kind of love, do you know what we would do? I mean, we would do anything the Lord wants. We could be saints. This is a marvelous revelation from God, this chapter 11. This Father's love that is so great, and he's so offended and so angry, and yet, for I am God, not man. I don't love like man. I love like God.